This is Arlo.
Hi, this is Shantae with customer support. I'm returning your call. May I please have your zip code?
Yeah, 34104.
34104, thank you. May I have your name, ma'am?
Yes, Arlis Crowell.
Thank you, Ms. Crowell. Please
and are you from the marketplace?
No, ma'am. I'm a third party call center representative. It looks like you may have placed an order with one of the companies that we handle. Just give me a second.
Thank
I can pull that up.
Okay, great.
Just let me go ahead and verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, 686 Squire Circle.
Okay.
Maple, Florida, 34106.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate that. It looks like here you have an Icon smartwatch and mini pots. Look like you placed an order for those two items online.
I did. I thought it was a gift.
Oh, okay.
And so I can send them back. I can do whatever you want.
Yes,
last time I got a call, they tried to charge me again. She told me that was there would be no more charges. It was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want this.
Yes,
at all.
It didn't look like there aren't any more charges on here. It just was for $59.95 for a one-time fee.
Yeah, well, they did that last month.
Last month? It didn't go through. Oh, okay, so this is what I'm showing. So whenever they tried to charge you that one-time fee for $59.95, it was declined. The only two things that went through was the $5.95 for the, what is this? The pot. So let me just go to the website to see how much those items cost. Watch. Okay. Wireless pots. These are wireless pots. Okay, so the wireless pods are $59.95 and the watch itself is $59.95. So there are two charges on here, $59.95 for the watch and the pod, but neither one of them went through on April 28th, April 29th, and then they tried to charge you again on May the 1st. One of them went through and the other one declined. So what the computer was doing was trying to bill you for the one watch, the watch and the earbuds, the retail price for them. So it's just because it wasn't a successful approve for the two charges. So they kept trying to bill you for it.
Okay.
So,
I had no idea that this was what I was getting into.
Okay. All right. Well, I can offer you a 35% discount. Well, not discount, but a refund on the watch, the $59.95.
Mm-hmm.
If that's something you want to do. So you can.
Yes, go ahead and do that. And then go ahead. No, I had the bank stop the payments. That's why it didn't go through.
Okay. Well, so if you did call the bank and let them know that these two charges are valid, I could go ahead and give you the 35% discount on refund on both of them.
Okay.
And I'll make a notations on the account. That way you won't have to ship them back or do anything like that. We'll just go ahead and give you that refund.
Okay.
Alrighty, just hold on just a second. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and start that process on that 35% refund. Just bear with me just a moment, okay?
Yep.
All righty. I'm still here, Ms. Crowell.
All right.
All right. Okay, so I've done the refund for the first charge. Whenever you call the bank and to release that particular charge, the 35% refund will go towards the second charge as well. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Hang on a second. I'm going to give you a number. Okay, so you're all set, Ms. Crowell. Let me go ahead and give you that number. It's C, as in Charlie, 461-2799.
Okay.
All right. So you all set. And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.